You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and I am your host, Tall Feathers. The show is intertribal, and it comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m., followed by no other than Gene the Genius with a British breakfast. I don't think he'll ever live that one down now. If you've been listening to the show, you know where that comes from. The promo that was written for him for the show from one of the British musicians across the pond there. Anyway, that was, as we all know, Thanksgiving is Thursday. And you know what the next day is. Ah! The hurry-scurry for the holiday season truly begins, if it hasn't already. I mean, there's been stuff out for Christmas since before Halloween, and I found that a little bit offensive, but that's me. That's not you. Maybe you enjoyed it. Maybe you like getting out there early, and that's fantastic, actually. I think I'd like to do everything online if I could this year. But I'm not. I'm going to go to the holiday bazaar at my son's school and support the independent crafters there. And support his school, which is a non-profit school, believe it or not. There is such a thing. Excuse me, sorry. Ever since all the talking I did last Saturday kind of wore my throat out. But, yes, so that's what's going on. And then, of course, there's Shake Some Action after the British breakfast, and so on and so on and so on. A wonderful host of music programs, so if you can stay tuned, all the better. I'm trying to think. Oh, a big, big, big heartfelt thank you to Barry Richardson of Powwows, Inc. for allowing WRIR and Intertribal to have a table there. And I most appreciate the opportunity to promote the radio station to the public that may not have heard about us. Possible potential volunteers, you know, that's always a good thing. And, you know, getting the word out about this show is very important to me. So I met a lot of wonderful people. I met a playwright who's been working on a native play for the last 30 years. He's getting it real, real close. He's in the process of looking for a director. It is native-based. So it's, you know, if you stay tuned, I eventually plan to have the gentleman on air. No, he's not Indian. He is actually English. And he came from Richmond, England, to Richmond, Virginia, which is where he now resides. He married an American woman, came over here, and it's been 30 years in the planning, this making of this musical. So I was really excited to have a chance to meet him, and we're gonna try and get him. There's no try. We're gonna get him in here. He has agreed to come on air. I just don't know exactly as to when. Hopefully soon. I'm going to read over the script and listen to some of the music, and then we'll get him in here, and he can share the news and information. So we're going to do that. I've also got my name out to more of the drumming circles, and hopefully we'll get some drum circles in here once we get the live room finished, and I cannot wait till it is up and running. But of course, I hope to get back in studio, my guest from last week. Still trying to come up with a name for them, but until then, they are Robin Whispering Butterfly Guthrie, Karen Singing Dove Sargent, and Stuart Three Crows Cardwell. Of course, Lyndall Singing Eagle Sargent stayed off into his, he likes to sleep in, so I won't bust on him, but if he did, he wouldn't hear it anyway. But he actually did call in, and he requested the very unique song, which they did not do. Thank you. But anyway, we all somehow connected. And I hope you enjoyed that. Give me a call, 804-649-9737. Let me know what you feel. But again, you are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR. We are also streaming in www.wrir.org. You can go to WRIR.org, click on stream, and get our signal. So let's keep the music flowing, because that's what we're here to do. Sorry for taking up all this time. And I'm going to play one promo, which is very, you know, it's for this week. So we're going to get this done and out of the way. And just a little bit of news and information for you as you go to prepare your turkey. Are you having turkey this year? I'm not. I'm doing something else. I'm going to go a little bit more traditional, although turkey is exceedingly traditional, as turkeys come from this continent. I'm going to actually have some deer, some venison. So we're going to start thawing that thing out probably Monday and figure out. I'm going to come up with some recipe. I'm not sure how I'm going to prepare it. We'll see what happens once I thaw it out and what I move to do. So here we go. Again, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 FM.
Need help with some of those last-minute kitchen fiascos? This Thanksgiving, on Thursday, November 27th, WRIR will air a special edition of Splendid Table. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., WRIR will air a live Splendid Table called Turkey Confidential. Don't worry, wings at 51% will be moved temporarily on Thanksgiving Day. That's right, Turkey Confidential can be heard live on WRIR, 97.3 LPFM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Nestled in the rolling hills of eastern Colorado, there's a remote treeless valley through which flows a small clear stream named White Butte Creek. This stream, which comes from deep in the mountain, is a sacred place of the Cheyenne Dog Soldiers. The Cheyenne camped at this valley long before the arrival of the white man. It was here in 1869 that the last major battle between the Dog Soldiers and the 5th Cavalry took place. The chief scout for the cavalry was none other than Buffalo Bill Cody. Legend goes that during the battle, a group of Cheyenne Dog Soldiers escaped with men, women, and children along the streams, deep into the Colorado mountains, never to be seen again. Sightings of these Cheyenne people still run deep to those who know the mountains. Trappers for years who travel these mountains have told stories of seeing and meeting these soldiers. Up until the early 1900s, railroad men and surveyors have spotted warriors on horses along the highways. It is said that the spirit of the Dog Soldiers, the Hatmita Nui, still protect those mountains. Thank you. somewhere deep in the Colorado mountains, there still remains to this day the fiercest fighting men that ever lived. These mountains still hold the secrets of the last of the dogmen.
That is Joanne Shenandoah with When Eyes Meet. Just before that, Red Hawk with Last of the Dogmen. Oh, okay, it's time is just flying by. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., so I'm going to go ahead and do our PSA, get that out of the way, and music, music, music right after that. No, that's not a title of a song. No, actually, I'm going to do a local piece from Lyndall and Karen Sargent entitled Thunder. Hope you'll enjoy that. But first, I want to let you know that Gallery 5 blazes trails. Gallery 5 is a nonprofit, community-oriented, social-aware gallery and performance space located in historic Jackson Ward's Streamer Company No. 5 building at 200 West Marshall Street. Gallery 5 is the recipient of the 2008 Teresa Pollock Award for Excellence in the Arts and was named Best Gallery in Richmond by Richmond Magazine readers in 2007. The gallery is open during First Friday's Art Walk and throughout the month. For more information and the schedule of exhibitions and performances, call 804-644-0005 or visit Gallery 5 on the web at www.gallery5arts.org. Again, if you need that information, because you didn't have a chance to grab that pen or pencil and that find that piece of envelope, I mean, come on, you know. Do you really have a little notepad sitting? I don't, but that's me. Maybe I need to get better organized. So anyway, envelopes usually are the cutting edge of excellence for me right now. You can call the studio 804-649-9737 if you want to get that information. If not, I'm sure if you continue to listen, someone will read it in the near future again. Or you can later on just call and ask, hey, Tall Feathers read this, you know, Gallery 5 PSA. Can you please tell me about it? And I'm sure they'll be more than happy to comply. All right, well, let's keep the music going as I promised, because that is what we are here for. And we're going to start this off with Lyndall and Karen Sargent. This is Thunder. Enjoy.
Thank you. Charles inviting you to listen to the Other Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the Other Black Music.
But until then, you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR 97.3 FM. All right, and again, a big thank you goes out to Charles Williams for helping at the table last weekend. I think we had a good time. I think he enjoyed himself as well. Hopefully, when the powwows begin to crowd, I'm going to start actually contacting them now, but I would like to have WRIR and Intertribal have a presence there at several of the different powwows. So, I'm going to work on that one, folks. We'll see how it goes. If not, hey, you know, nothing's stopping me from grabbing my recording equipment and heading down and doing, walking around getting interviews. The reason why I didn't get any interviews from last week's event was primarily because of the drum. Yes, the drum stopped me. It was, you know, if you've ever been in the show place, it's very echoey, and people would have had to talk very loud into the mic to try and overcome the very powerful drum. So since the area wasn't really conducive for recording, I just let the event be as it was. So, but it was wonderful. I enjoyed it. Like I said, met a lot of wonderful people. And a special thank you I want to send out to Rodney for being a godsend, a creator send, a blessing. He is a supporter of the radio station, and we met during the pledge drive, and he showed up at the powwow. And after all my help had left, he came and went and enjoyed the powwow, and he would come sit at the table, keep me company, allow me to take those very necessary potty breaks, and he also provided food, so of which I am tremendously grateful. So again, thank you for the help, and again, a big thank you to Rodney. And he also helped me break down and load up my van, which really wasn't very much. I didn't have to worry about a table. That was provided. So it was great. I had a good time. Okay, let's see. Music. What have you heard? Oh, that last piece you just heard was Plains Wind. That comes from Carlos Nakai, Robert Tree Cody, and Cliff Sardé. Just before that, again, Thunder by Karen and Lyndall Sargent. Hope you enjoyed that piece. All right, let me see what I have loaded up for you. Coming up next, Peter Wyoming Bender, Return of Tatanka. And this is off the Canyon Drums CD. Hope you enjoy right here on 97.3 FM. Thank you.
of the Debbie's side. The booth ran out of propane, causing Junior to go insane. He collapsed and he began to cry.
Though my final sample was denied, I'm the king of fry bread till I die.
There goes Junior Fry.
You are listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR. I hope you like that one. I was just thrown in there just to wake people up and have a little bit of fun there. That's Aragon Star, Junior Fry Bread. Just before that, Zuni Rain by Clark Tanakomva. And let's see, Return of Tatanka by Peter Wyoming Bender. Coming up next, another modern piece with Anthony Wakeman and Mr. Soon, Not Meant for Battle. Enjoy, right here on 97.3 FM.
Yeah, oh, I'm pay, pay no one. They go in the dollar, John, down they go, they show they go, no, 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 said, though. One and they, one and they, one and they. They go in the heart, they show they go, no, 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 said, though. One and they, 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 they,
once upon a time there was an Inukshuk not too far from here. Imakali Tema Talvani Inuksulu Alu. It was over a hill and it would disappear and reappear again. Ungatani Ayayatutakutwahuni. You can hear something and the Inukshuk suddenly starts talking to you. Tusagalata mini mini nikatsiahayamiyu. You pop up and look around, and the Inukshuk suddenly disappears again. Humuli satilunga amuli hayamiyu. Imahali tema talbani inuksulu alu. Ungatani ayayatutakutwahuni.
Good morning. You are listening to Inner Tribal, and I'm Tall Feathers, your host. That was Ed Lee Nete with Sacred Mask Dance. Just before that was Imakwali by Nukurik. They are the Inuit throat singers that share their culture and their musical gifts with us at the folk festival earlier, a couple, you know, month or two ago. Was that October? My age just flying by. We're, you know, we're just hop, skip, and a jump out, and we're out of November. Oh, my word. That's why I'm doing a laid-back Saturday. Okay, just before that, three straight Diné songs. They were peyote songs sung in Diné by Cheevers Topa and Kevin Yazzie.